Our reading for Friday, August 21st, is the Book of Philemon. Book of Philemon. Verse 1 starts off saying, Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our beloved fellow worker, and Apphia, our sister, and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and the church in your house. Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always when I remember you in my prayers, because I hear of your love and of the faith that you have toward the Lord Jesus and for all the saints, and I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Christ. For I have derived much joy and comfort from your love, my brother, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you. Accordingly, though I am bold enough in Christ to command you to do what is required, yet for love's sake I prefer to appeal to you. I, Paul, an old man and now a prisoner also for Christ Jesus, I appeal to you for my child Onesimus, whose father I became in my imprisonment. Formerly he was useless to you, but now he is indeed useful to you and to me. I am sending him back to you, sending my very heart. I would have been glad to keep him with me in order that he might serve me on your behalf during my imprisonment for the gospel. But I preferred to do nothing without your consent in order that your goodness might not be by compulsion, but out of your own accord. For this perhaps is why he was parted from you for a while, that you might have him back forever, no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, as a beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you both in the flesh and in the Lord. So if you consider me your partner, receive him as you would receive me. If he has wronged you at all or owes you anything, charge that to my account. I, Paul, write this with my own hand. I will repay it, to say nothing of your owing me even your own self. Yes, brother, I want some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Confident of your obedience, I write to you, knowing that you will do even more than I say. At the same time, prepare a guest room for me, for I am hoping that through your prayers I will graciously be given to you. Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, sends greeting to you, and so do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke, my fellow workers. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Philemon is a short and quick book. It's really a letter with only one specific purpose, and that is to rectify a situation between a slave and his master. A slave who has become the master's brother. Philemon was one of the believers that was in Colossae, and apparently Onesimus had fled from him or run away as a slave. It's unclear exactly what took him away, but he found Paul, and it became a beneficial thing. God's providence was likely involved in here somewhere. He says, first of all, in verse 4, I thank my God always when I remember you in my prayers. So he has some fond thoughts and feelings about Philemon. And he says that he has heard of his love and of his faith and everything that he's done for the Lord and for the saints. So he's starting off with some commendation, which is pretty typical of Paul when he writes these letters. Philemon's a little bit different because it's not written to a congregation. It's written to one man. However, the style of Paul is the same. And so he's going to give his commendations first. He wants to make sure that he recognizes the things that are praiseworthy about the one who he's writing to. And so he says, I have derived much joy and comfort from your love, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you. So he's been very beneficial to the saints in his faith and in his actions. And so verse 6, he says, I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Christ. He's telling Philemon that the use and the sharing of his faith should have an outcome in the character of himself and those that would be exposed to his faith. So it's still a commendation. It's still Paul's thoughts for him, but he's telling him, you're a good brother, you're a good servant of Christ, keep that up, keep doing these things. Then in verse 8 comes the purpose of the letter. He says, though I am bold enough in Christ to command you to do what is required, and Paul as an apostle would have that authority, he says, yet for love's sake I prefer to appeal to you. So I think what he's trying to tell him is, I could come to you and tell you what to do. However, because of your faith and because of the person I know you to be, I think that this approach would be better because I'd rather not have to be that bold. It's very similar to what he wrote to the Corinthians when he told them, you know, please listen to my letters so that when I come, I don't have to be so bold with you. I don't have to be so forward. And so he says, I would prefer to appeal to you to do what you will conclude is right rather than just Paul saying, do it and do it now. So he says, I, Paul, an old man and now a prisoner also for Christ Jesus, appeal to you for my child, Onesimus. So he calls him his child, and that was fairly typical. He referred to Timothy much in the same way because it was he that brought him to Christ. So he's saying, I taught him, and he is a son in the faith. It's interesting that the name Onesimus means useful or beneficial. And then he says in verse 11, formerly he was useless to you, but now he is indeed useful to you and to me. I doubt that he's saying that he was a bad slave and so he didn't get any productivity out of him. I'm not sure what he means except to contrast that before there was no relationship other than master and slave, but now he's a brother in Christ and a brother in Christ that has helped Paul, and that Paul says would continue to be helpful, but first he needs to be sent back to rectify the relationship that he has with his master, who is now his brother, Philemon. So he says, I am sending him back to you, sending my very heart. He's expressing how close he's become with him and how important this is to him that these two men be unified in Christ and be truly brothers in Christ. He says, I would have been glad to keep him with me in order that he might serve me on your behalf during my imprisonment for the gospel. So there's the usefulness. But I preferred to do nothing without your consent, for he is the slave of Philemon, in order that your goodness might not be by compulsion, but of your own accord. Seems like Paul is saying that he expects that Philemon might agree with him and send him back to help Paul. We don't know whether that was done, and I'm making a little bit of an educated guess there as well. He says, for this perhaps is why he was parted from you for a while, that you might have him back forever. Talking about providence, talking about him obeying the gospel. Maybe he was departed from him so that he might hear the gospel and become a brother in the faith. He says, no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, as a brother, a beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord. So Paul is really working in there that he has this relationship that he cherishes with Onesimus, and that he wants Philemon to see as well and be able to cherish his new relationship with him. Verse 17, so if you consider me your partner, receive him as you would receive me. That's strong language. Receiving him would be receiving me. If he has wronged you at all or owes you anything, charge that to my account. In other words, don't hold it against him. If you're going to hold it against anybody, then just hold it against me. I'll take the brunt of that in order for the two of you to have a relationship in Christ that is unhindered. He says, I write this without my own hand. Remember, yesterday we just finished up Romans chapter 16, and we mentioned that Paul had some help in writing that letter. But here he's saying, I'm writing this with my own hand. And then he says, I will repay it, talking about anything that might be owed. And then he adds in here, to say nothing of your owing me, even your own self, probably talking about having taught him the gospel. So he tells him, I would repay it, despite the fact that you really are, at least on some level, indebted to me as well. Verse 20, yes, brother, I want some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. The way that it's going to be refreshed is by Philemon acting in true faith and accepting Onesimus, and the two of them being truly united in their faith in Christ. He says, confident of your obedience, I write to you knowing that you will do even more than I say. That's a very confident statement to say, I know who you are, I know what your faith is, I know what your heart is, and I think that you're going to do even more than I ask. You're going to go above and beyond in showing love to your new brother and to me. Verse 22, at the same time, prepare a guest room for me, for I am hoping that through your prayers I will be graciously given to you. So there is some plans being made that if he is released from imprisonment, that he would want to go and visit Philemon. He would want to go and spend some time with him. So he's just expressing that desire. And then he ends the letter with, Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, sends greetings. So do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke, my fellow workers, all men that I assumed that Philemon would have been acquainted with. And he says, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Encouragement for the final ending to the letter. All right, thank you for being with me today as we went through the book of Philemon. We are going to move from here to the book of Colossians. So we will start that reading on Monday. Please come back at that time. But in the meantime, please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.